Would you have paid more attention in class if it was taught in virtual reality? Certainly the Australian Museum, along with six other popular museums across Australia, are hoping to engage people a little bit more, and they've joined forces with Google Arts and Culture to create virtual reality tours of exhibitions. Now, virtual reality, of course, we often talk about in terms of gaming, but it's been recognised as having a massive potential for education. And the Australian Museum has already had a very big win with its popular David Attenborough virtual reality experience, taking people to the Great Barrier Reef and even back 500 million years ago. Joining me on the phone is David Bock. He's the events coordinator at the Australian Museum. He's one of the minds behind bringing to life the David Attenborough experience. A good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, you've had a big win with David Attenborough. You've just extended the David Attenborough virtual reality experience. I think this might be the final time that you're doing it.
We kicked it off around Easter time, and it's been hugely successful, and it's going to wrap up in about 2 weeks. So we've pushed it and pushed it. Yeah, it's been great.
What do you think the engagement has been? Why are people so enraptured with it?
Look, I think there's a couple of different things. One is the aspect of the new technology, and people are wanting to see how this virtual reality stuff works and experience it themselves. And two, the David Attenborough name is also a great sell in itself, because he's always puts his name towards, you know, educational and high-quality products.
And I think the Barrier Reef one in particular is quite great, because if you look around, it almost feels like you're sitting on David Attenborough's lap, like he's telling you a story.
The camera is sitting in the submarine on his lap, and you turn around and you see, you're looking at David Attenborough behind you, the submarine in front of you, out past the glass, you're looking at the Barrier Reef, the water above you and the fish below you, and it's fabulous.
It's quite amazing. It is genuinely lovely. Sort of, is there a bit of a weird disconnect, though, of saying to people, come to the museum, we've got these incredible things to look at, now sit in a theatre and put some virtual reality goggles on?
Well, I think the idea is to try and pull those threads together.
Mm.
So you can do the Barrier Reef, but you can't do the Barrier Reef as it really is in the museum very well. So you can show people coral, you can show them fish, you can show them the bits and pieces. And you can also talk about the issues of climate change and the acidification of water. But again, the VR experience is you're looking at this thing all around you and you're actually exploring it.
So do you think that VR is going to, and I suppose augmented reality as well, I think just mixed reality is the term people love to use to combine the two, is that just going to become a part of museums in everyday life now, sort of an addendum, an additional part to being there?
I think it has the potential to do that. I think it's always going to be one of these things that there's a smorgasbord of different ways to get your message across, and using technology is obviously an exciting way to get the latest technology to get your message across. But what you want to do is to do it in an effective way, and I guess the David Attenborough documentary is an effective storytelling technique using the VR medium. I mean, if you just put anything on the VR, it might fail completely.
It might. Oh, it's an interesting one. So, yeah. And of course, we're talking about virtual reality, but we're not talking a great deal of interactivity. Sort of, you're a bit static, but you're still able to look around and see what's happening. I mean, this can only get bigger as we start being able to add in interactivity, choosing where you go, what to look at, even being able to pick up things.
I think so. I think it is immersive. That's the thing, too, that you're looking at a screen just, you know, a few centimetres in front of your eyes. You've got headphones on, so you're listening to a story being told and the noises around you. So you are enclosed in your own little bubble. So it's going to be interesting to see how you add to that, because you're not looking at what your hands are doing. So if you put something in your hands, it would be an interesting add, you know, to that virtual reality experience.
So do you think, I mean, certainly up until recently, we've thought of virtual reality very much as in terms of entertainment. Now we're talking about in terms of education. Do you think museums are uniquely placed as an educational institution that wants to be entertaining about it to make VR work?
I think they are. I think that the museums have many stories to tell, and sometimes they have difficulty getting it outside the building. Mm. So virtual reality is one of those sort of technologies that you can anyone from around the world could put that on their own personal VR headset and they can explore the museum and hear stories from inside the museum. So it's an educational experience that you don't actually have to be in the museum for.
David, I think it's been incredible. I really enjoyed the David Attenborough experience. I really did. And congratulations on it. And I look forward to seeing what the Australian Museum comes up with next.
Thank you very much. And so do I.